League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up? What is happening? Come one, come all, because yes, it is In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welch on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, produced by Chris Provona in the house, schooling us on some fun stuff that we'll talk about a little bit later. So much to cover in this week's edition of In This League. Players trying not to cry, to players that were, you know, dealing drugs and making $10,000 a month when they were in school. That's a racket. Down to week 13 in your fantasy football playoffs, all of that and above. And of course,
I have a new app coming out. I have a new app coming out. Yeah. I don't know if I told you about this, but it blocks Matt Lauer out of your phone and life completely.
So, okay. So, you know, really, if you think about it, if you've ever seen the show, it just went out of my head. The super smart one from HBO by Matt Judge.
The super smart one.
Mike Judge.
By Mike Judge. Oh, Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley. It's the no hot dog. Hot dog or no hot dog. That's essentially what
Lauer,
it is.
Lauer, no Lauer.
That's exactly right. I mean, really, you might want to call it like Weinstein, no Weinstein. Or Louis, no Louis. No Louis sounds way
Louis
better.
No.
Louis, no Louis.
Louis, no Louis is actually locks for your door.
That's totally the name. So Louis, no Louis. That is a great app that really should just be just could, like, come on all phones. Phrasing should be put on all phones. Louis, no Louis. And anytime one of these scumbags tries to do something, the phone recognizes the Louis and it says, "No, we're not going to do this."
Maybe it's just for all men that are in higher positions that could be considered harassing. They get it on their phone, so their phone, like, it's like the hot dog app. Like, if your phone sees that, it just won't send it.
Just put it on, like, all the iPhone 8 Pluses, because, like, anybody with any wealth is going to have that. And I'm telling you, Louis, no Louis is the way to go in the Matt Lauer stuff. That is, I mean,
something,
BSO
something, is, I could only have an iPhone 3. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you know, BSO is just covering a lot of that, and it's a ever-evolving topic. Yeah, ever-evolving topic. But there are a lot of topics to talk about today. One of which, by the way, you can call in any point in this hour. I just want you to know you are welcome here. Fans, yes, listeners, yes, listeners, not Louis, no Louis. 844-84-FNTSY if you've got fantasy questions. We'll pretty much take anything except your take on Matt Lauer. Everything else under the sun is a pretty fair game. 844-84-FNTSY. We will be talking about Josh Gordon, of course. I want to talk about Shohei Ohtani because that is fascinating. The Shohei Ohtani
stuff. The questionnaire. I purposely, so you told me about this questionnaire, and I know that it's out. I have purposely not looked at it at all because I feel like we should, you should be asking me the questions.
Yes, we're going to talk about his eligibilities coming up, where he's going to sign the questionnaire he sent to all 30 teams. So that's going to be later in the hour. Lots of fantasy football talk, Josh Gordon, all of that. Week 13 in the next hour. But I want to talk about Eli Manning. Mm. I've never seen a football player hold back tears that didn't come from a retirement press conference. So we're going to talk about Eli Manning coming up. That's right. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League.
Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning. And listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package.
Red Heat and Rage.
Here's my
for the broadcast.
My Jim Nantz impression for this week.
Jim Nantz.
It's been a long time coming for Tiger Woods' return. And it's an heroic performance from Tiger Woods.
Heroic!
Considering his father Earl passed away 18 years ago, 3 months and 2 days of the day today. Earl would be very proud of him, Jim. Very proud. He's got a tough lie over there. He's got a tough lie over there.
Weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The only radio programming that is for the ears of the fantasy elite is, of course, Fantasy Freestyle with Demi Martinez.
What? Are you kidding? Not my show. My show is for all the people. Bring that promo back. This is Dane Martinez, Speeds the Spittin' Statistician, and you can check out my show, Fantasy Freestyle, every night, Monday through Friday. I give you my top five, dead or alive.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
My starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup.
And you can join the cipher with me, Speeds the Spittin' Statistician.
Yeah, yeah.
I break down every stat from every game so your fantasy teams can blow up like a Samsung 7. Catch Fantasy Freestyle every night, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Aha!
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
It's In This League.
Oh, I think I hear it.
In This League.
Cool. Who sent you?
In This League.
He thought he was going to pass to do you. Yeah.
Welcome back. That's a Louie No Louie. That's a Louie No Louie rejoin right there. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. I'm Welsh. And you can find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. You can tweet at us during the show if you'd like, or if you're listening on demand, you can just react to something you heard if you want. And if you happen to be one of them people's listening live, then you can call in 844-84-FNTSY if you have got fantasy football-related questions, since this is the final regular season week, unless you are an absolute psychopath and you play till week 17. That's
or
my
if you only have four. Oh, it's week 17. If you only have four playoff teams, then next week would be your final.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. The only acceptable way to play week 17, if you want to be one of those people that plays like 2 weeks, which
is
I think
don't.
Is stupid. Yeah, it's just don't. So yeah, week 14 through 16 should be it. And I've also got a I pulled this up from Scout Fantasy. They have got a cool little setup here for the fantasy strength of schedule, so we can take a look positionally who has got the best, you know, who overall the best matchup through the fantasy playoffs, because they kind of calculated each of the three games they play. Nope, not very high on those lists, I don't think. not interestingly enough, as I was looking at this, we'll talk about it later, but there were only, that I can see, two teams that if you take running back, wide receiver, and quarterback, you know, three main positions, only two teams have single-digit great matchups on their positions. Only two teams. Huh. So, like, you know, quarterback being, like, 4, running back being, like, 9, and then, you know, maybe wide receivers are 24. That would be, you know, good quarterback, good running back. Only two teams cover single digits in the positive for their fantasy playoff schedule. So I thought that was interesting. But we will talk about that a little bit later. But we kind of mentioned it before we went to break. Bog, I don't know if you saw the video or anything like that. Like, I heard people talking about Eli Manning. So obviously the big news just everywhere is the Giants making just the most Mets decision, you know? We'll give it to the Giants, but it's the most New York Mets decision of just poor management. Ben McAdoo, just, like, weirdly in his little press conference, he talks about it, like, out in the field in his stupid little jacket, just saying, like, well, we got to take a look at Geno Smith. And they're going to bench who is going to go down as one of the greatest Giants of all time, Eli Manning, probably a Hall of Famer. And I mean, maybe that's not even a question.
Definitely a Hall of Famer to me.
Yeah, definitely a Hall of Famer. And they're going to bench him to see, let's rephrase this again, to see what we got in Geno Smith and Davis Webb. Well, guess what, Ben McAdoo? You don't need to put in Geno Smith to figure out what you got, because what you got is garbage. You got a Jets quarterback playing for the Giants.
I don't know that Geno Smith had the fairest of fair shakes, but you're right. We've seen what Geno Smith has. Now, I think if Geno Smith came in, like if Eli had gotten hurt and Geno Smith came in and he had Odell and he had Brandon Marshall and he had a decent offensive line, like, you know, like if you took Geno and put him in Houston, he would be better than Tom Savage, I think. But no, he's not going to help your two-win team.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not
going to
help
like
your two-win team. Well, it's not a huge endorsement. I think that Geno Smith is better than people give him credit for, but he's not good enough for you to say, hey, we're going to sit down our Hall of Fame quarterback who's won us 2 Super Bowls, you know, is 7th all-time in passing and touchdowns. He's not even playing that bad this year. I think he has, 14 touchdowns, 7 picks, something like that.
Well, what do they expect? They lost all their receivers. They opened the season with Paul Perkins, and they now have Orleans Darkwa at running back. But okay, my question to you is then, so you're saying he's better, but, like, what's your range of saying better? Like, okay, he's better than C.J. Beathard. He's better than Tom Savage. He's better than Paxton Lynch.
Like, I think that if Geno Smith had, like, talent around him, he could be okay. Like, I don't know. I don't know that there's that much difference between, you know, like peak end Geno Smith would be like what Alex Smith is now.
Like a How's game that? Management guy? Like, okay, like, who'd you rather have, Tyrod Taylor or Geno Smith?
Tyrod Taylor. Easy. Not a question. I don't
Joe
think
Flacco
that
or Geno Smith?
I think Geno, Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco still won a Super Bowl. Like, all I'm saying is Geno is like a capable backup if he had talent around him. But there's no talent in New York. So, I wouldn't be benching Eli to go to Geno Smith. I'd be benching Eli to go to Davis Webb. But I don't think that Davis Webb is ready right now.
But they want to take a look at him. My biggest problem with this is...
A lot of people are saying that this isn't fair to Eli. I don't think it is something that I would do if I was management for the Giants, but do you think, you know, like, they haven't been winning. Do you really care about Eli's feelings here? Because
they should.
He's
absolutely.
Pretty hurt.
No, 100% they should. Because, I mean, think about what the Mannings have meant to football in general, and think about what Eli Manning means to the Giants. I think this is poor decision-making. This isn't like, you know, the Colts bringing in Andrew Luck and Peyton still being there, and then, you know, them sitting Peyton to see what they got in Andrew Luck. They picked off Geno Smith off the scrap heap, the garbage pile, him and his broken jaw, and then they drafted Davis Webb, who's probably not a future quarterback for this team. They're going to have to go somewhere else. So what my problem with this is what this is irreparable damage this does to Eli Manning. I think how he feels about the team, how he's going to move forward, how they're treating the New York Giants. I don't see how he can stay with this team.
I personally thought it was really crappy that they said, oh, you can still start, but we're going to play these other guys.
Ridiculous.
I thought
actually,
that
speaking
was
of
really
which,
stupid.
Pelona.
And did you hear what he said, though? He said,
we got the audio.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was going to go to. So real quick, I pulled some audio. This is two different pieces kind of halfway through. You get to kind of hear him talk about, I think he talks about the benching in the first part. And the second part, he kind of just talks about like the feeling of it. But you can hear him holding back kind of his tears and his face. Do you ever have that face where like you're like you feel like you know you're so emotional that you're almost gonna cry? He had it the whole time, and you can hear it in his voice. So I think it's just about like 50 seconds or a minute. Pavona, can you play that for us?
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't think that's you start knowing you're gonna come out of the game, you know, to keep a streak alive. That's not what it's about. It's not a preseason game. You're gonna play start to the half, the next week a quarter, a series. That's not fair. It's not fair to me. Not fair to Gino. That's not how you play. You know, you play to win. You're named the quarterback, starting quarterback. You think it's your job to go win the football game. You know, you're just gonna play a little bit and feel like that's the right way. I don't have to make sense of it. This is what it is. And like I said, you gotta deal with it.
Do you see this coming at all?
No, I mean I didn't know what was gonna occur. I mean, we're 2-9, kind of uncharted territory, so you don't know what to expect when you're in that situation.
That's hard to listen to. I mean, Eli Manning has been a meme for us with his dumb, stupid face and his hair of the ball that he sits out there because he doesn't work well like that. But regardless of the point. Eli Manning,
He's
been the most popular like fallback option of this is why I don't take quarterbacks late because I can take Eli Manning for years. What were you saying?
I said, you know who did that for him was Kurt Warner. Remember, Warner was the starter for the Giants for like half a season. He fumbled a million times, threw a bunch of picks. They benched him for Eli. Eli had a bad game, and they were going to go back to Kurt. And Kurt said, don't come back to me. That's going to ruin this kid's confidence.
Totally.
So he's kind of paying it forward. What Kurt Warner did for him, he's doing for Geno. Now, I don't think
also, like you said,
step
though,
in and be a franchise quarterback, but I think that's the right thing to do.
It's also a garbage look. It's a total garbage look for an organization to be like, we'll play you for a little bit, and then we'll take you out so you can keep the streak alive. Like, how about no, because if you're going to bench me, you see no future in me, and let's just break this and move on, because that's what's going to happen. I want to take a look also. We'll do it on the other side of the segment. There are odds. Sportsline already put out odds of where he'll play next year, so we're going to talk about that as well as some other football action, but I thought it was completely fascinating when you think about, because I did it, if you heard one of my news, I think it was yesterday, I think since 1998, we have had a Manning throwing the ball in the NFL. We haven't had a Manning in the NFL throwing the ball. I don't know. I can't speak 100% accuracy if every single week there was one Manning starting or something like that, you know, just due to wherever injuries and stuff. But theoretically, that's where it was.
210 straight games for Eli.
Yeah, and whatever Peyton might have possibly missed. You had those two since 1998, and the Manning era slowly kind of comes to an end. But I thought it was fascinating comparing the two.
That's crazy.
Peyton Manning.
This is crazy to think of.
I know. 71,940 yards. Eli Manning, 50,000 yards, 50,625. Peyton Manning, 539 touchdowns. Eli Manning, 334. Both. Two Super Bowl ring winners, but when Eli Manning goes, he does not lose because Peyton Manning is 2-2. Eli Manning is 2-0. The most prolific family, I would say, in all of sports are the Mannings, and the Giants just took a big old crap on the future of what this organization can be. It's pretty brutal to see. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. More football, fantasy football, and Shohei Ohtani. So don't go anywhere. It's Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh for In This League. We'll be back.
Are you sad like a little puppy? Because the Lineup Luck Show brought to you by DailyRoto.com is now doing the NBA 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't be sad. I got Scooby Snacks for you. That's right. DFS Today brought to you by DailyRoto.com on iTunes. You get DFS information every day. Fantasy football, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. Subscribe to DFS Today brought to you by DailyRoto.com on iTunes.
Muscle Maker Grill was made for baseball season. Muscle Maker Grill supplies you with delicious, healthy meals that will give you energy to cheer on your team week after week. Whether you're craving flavorful salad, packed wraps, or guiltless entrees, Muscle Maker Grill has you covered. Hosting a game? No problem. Our catering packages will have your whole team satisfied with flavors ranging from Italian to Tex-Mex and much, much more. Visit MuscleMakerGrill.com for your nearest location and have a winning season.
Does your fantasy football team suck? Did you draft David Johnson with the first pick? I can help you out. Go to iTunes, subscribe to Stand Up Fantasy. I will make your whole life better and put a little smile on your face, make you happy. Maybe you find a significant other just by changing some bowling shoes. Maybe you'll worry about things a lot less. Stand Up Fantasy at iTunes. Subscribe now.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. Unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
On Target Fantasy Football.
I'm sorry, you had a really good year and you're the number one seed and you're out in the first round or whatever it is. Okay, here's an extra bag of truffles or something for you. Go out and drown your
angry Joe.
Shut up.
Angry you're pushing him over the edge. I think that's
I just
why.
Need it. Just grow a pair and stop being a freaking whiner and just take your medicine. You lost. In fact, you didn't lose. Your hypothetical team lost.
Weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. FNTSY.com/radio.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Fantasy Freestyle.
If you're in this position and you need to start thinking about next year, go grab two guys at tight end. Hunter Henry, because Antonio Gates is finally going to move on. They're going to realize that Hunter Henry is the guy that should be on the field all three downs for the Chargers. And the other situation I want to tell you about is in Tampa Bay. O.J. Howard in his second year. I think at that point in time, O.J. Howard would be a nice dynasty stash for you.
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
It's in this league.
It seems to me like you're an expert.
In this league.
No, definitely not an expert.
You are tearing me apart.
In this league.
Everybody betrayed me. I fed up with it.
In this league.
I did not hit.
In this league.
It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit.
In this league.
I did not. Oh, hi.
In this league.
Pavona definitely loves the amount of times he can get the in this league thrown in, and that is from what you heard. That's from The Room, which is a movie that they're depicting about the making of that movie. It's what is it called? I already forgot. It's like a disaster, disaster artist. That's what it is, with James Franco and his brother. I don't know if you've seen it, and if you've seen the
Michael Franco.
It. Yeah, not Michael Franco. He wouldn't show up. He wouldn't be able to make that movie very good. But The other Francos.
Franco that's married to Allison Brie, that lucky POS.
Which one is married to Allison Brie?
The Franco's little brother.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I mean, good on him. That guy has everything going for him in life.
David.
He's funny. He's David good Franco. Looking. He gets all the movies, and he's got Allison Brie.
Yeah, she kind of looks weirder now that she's doing Glow.
No, she's like, fine.
No, she's great.
I know, yeah.
She doesn't look like Annie, you know.
Louie Bogman, watch yourself.
Oh, no.
Louie, no Louie.
Uh-oh.
Let's not have that conversation.
My app just turned off FNTSY.
Yep, just don't even have the conversation. Let's not go there. I'm all in on Allison Brie. So, welcome back.
Phrasing.
No, all in, like poker. I'm all in.
Yeah, no, me too.
That's what I meant. We're back.
And poker,
we're talking right? Fantasy football. We're talking lots of stuff. I want to talk about Shohei Ohtani in the next segment and his questionnaire he had MLB team signed and just his overall fantasy
value.
Do
you think the Padres just threw it away? The questionnaire, the Padres are like, I'm not filling this out.
Like, can you imagine if Kevin Towers was still managing a baseball team? He'd be like, someone here
we'll
read.
He would have traded Shelby Miller to Nippon for.
And Nippon's like, we don't want players, we want money. Oh, how about Shelby Miller and a double A guy? No, you don't understand, Kevin Towers.
Take our entire organization and we'll just take Ohtani.
Oh, you guys like money too? That's cool. We should hang out. All right, so we're talking a little fantasy football
Kevin
right now.
Kevin Towers is Dax Shepard. That's my
he
favorite.
Is. I want to end the segment, the Eli Manning talk. We're talking about the Geno Smith stuff. Sportsline, our buddy Dusty in the ITL Army, we have a GroupMe app for our insiders, and he posted up the Sportsline put odds of where Eli Manning is going to play in 2018. So I'm going to read off the odds, and I want to get your take on it, because there's one on here that I see that I heard earlier today that I absolutely love. So here are the odds. The New York Giants, 3-1. Jacksonville Jaguars, very popular one, 5-1. Denver Broncos, 10-1. Jets, 10-1. Cardinals, 15-1. I didn't even think about it with the Kurt Warner stuff. That's possible. Buffalo
Carson
Bills,
Palmer
15-1.
Stuff, you mean?
Well, no, I'm saying Kurt Warner connection. The Kurt Warner connection.
Oh, okay.
With the Cardinals.
Sure. Okay.
Cardinals, 15-1. Bills, 15-1. New Orleans Saints, 25-1. The field is 4-1 and retirement is 2-1. So where are you going to go if you were a betting man and your odds on where Eli Manning goes in 2018?
I would say Jacksonville. I think, you know,
why? I don't understand the one. What about Bortles?
Bortles sucks.
Well, oh,
what do you mean you don't understand? Bortles sucks. Tom Coughlin is the president of the team, and him and Eli won two Super Bowls together. Like, yeah. It all makes sense.
Tom Coughlin makes 1,000% sense. Right?
They're basically one position. They may not even be one position away from the Super Bowl this season because Bortles has played well down the stretch here. You know, he hasn't played well. He's just played not bad, which is all you need if you have that type of a defense in Jacksonville and that type of a run game with Leonard Fournette. You just need him to play not bad, but they did just lose to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals aren't very good. But I think Jacksonville makes a lot of sense. I think Denver, to me, doesn't make sense because the offensive line is bad.
That's the one I like the most, Bogman, because I like the Peyton Manning connection. John Elway, so desperate. I feel like they still have
story.
A window. Well, they still have a window, though, that exists with the defense and the wide receivers. I know it doesn't, but it does. And Peyton Manning, if he's on the recruitment with John Elway, I think that one is fascinating.
It's just like the Broncos would be so much better off signing Colin Kaepernick. They need a guy that can
Never
move because
happen.
The offensive line is so bad. Well, I mean, no one's going to sign Kaepernick. Yeah, the Jets doesn't make any sense to me because I think while they're not as bad as the Giants, I don't think they're a quarterback away. I think they're a couple pieces away.
It's like jumping out of quicksand and jumping into another pile of quicksand.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if Brandon Marshall was sitting there on the Giants and then Eli went to the Jets and started winning with the Jets and Brandon Marshall stuck in the Giants, you know, with Geno Smith throwing the ball to him. And
or how about this?
Jets
how about Brandon Marshall and Eli both go back to Denver?
That's fine, too. But Denver needs to spend money on offensive linemen. The Cardinals, I could see that happening
because I think Eli worked with Bruce Arians when he first came in the league. So that makes
and
some
Kurt
sense.
Kurt would probably love to recruit for him to come to Arizona.
Absolutely, but Carson Palmer has to be gone, and we're not 100% on that. The Bills, I think the Bills are kind of like the Jets. I don't think they're a quarterback away. And I like Tyrod anyway. The Saints, I mean, Drew Brees is about to retire.
That's
so.
A dumb one. I don't even know why that one's on there. Why Drew Brees?
Drew Brees retired.
No, he's not retired.
Who's a backup? Chase Mc.
He's
Chase
Drew
Daniels
Brees.
Or whatever. Oh no.
Makes me feel fine. Throwing all the touchdowns down the line.
This is what I live with, everybody.
You do live
so.
With that, and the field 4-1. So, I Jacksonville makes a lot of sense. I just think it's a ballsy move to come off of what I mean, unless they don't view Blake Bortles as their quarterback.
That retire is the best betting odds, by the way. They're just done.
I don't think you think he's ready to go out. I don't think I don't think a guy that's like crying or holding back tears because they're gonna. I mean, I would hold back tears if Geno Smith took my job too. If on this radio station, anywhere, if Geno Smith took my job, I would cry because I've got to reevaluate things in my life. But I don't know if that's really an option. Though maybe he doesn't. I heard somebody say, you know what he should do if he wants to fix things, make everything right. He should go and play for the Chargers behind Phillip Rivers because he forced that trade at the NFL draft.
Okay. I think we're past that. I think we're way past that. But, you know, there's plenty of teams where they're – how about the Vikings? You know,
Case Keenum is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, but he's also a free agent at the end of the year. I know they want to play Teddy Bridgewater, but would you rather have Teddy or would you rather have Eli?
I'd rather have Eli. So, I mean, we're beating it to a dead horse. So I'm curious what you guys, you know, think at the end of the day. I don't know if we need to put a poll out or anything like that, but the odds, I think, are very fascinating. You guys can make your decision because I want to talk about Otani coming into the next segment. I don't want to completely brush past this. My guy, Josh Gordon, is returning this week, week 13. My dude, Josh Gordon. But apparently, my dude, Josh Gordon, it's like he was the biggest scumbag on the planet. Like, all the stuff we're hearing. Like, we know he likes to smoke weed and stuff. And then you start to learn, like, oh, okay, there's some other stuff. He's done a couple interviews. He did an interview with GQ. And then he was doing an interview with, I want to say it was like Sports Illustrated or something like that. And I don't know if you read this. It was really weird. Like, he was in the room and he had this really, like, crappy agent that was talking about getting paid for the interview. Like, hey, he's not going to tell his whole life. He ain't even getting paid. And they're like, what? And then the interviewer caught Josh Gordon in a lie, and he's like, yeah, I lied just, you know, to kind of save face. But then he starts unveiling some of the, like, detailed stuff that he was doing, where apparently he was drinking Minute Maid bottles of vodka in high school. He was making $10,000 a month selling weed in college. And that seems like maybe the worst decision to make public.
Yeah, and it's not for the weed selling. Like, okay, fine, you sold some weed, big deal. But worse is the tax evasion. Because if you made $10,000 a month in college and you didn't pay taxes on it, that's going to look pretty damn bad. I mean, hopefully he hasn't, you know, he hasn't Terrell Owens all of his money. So even though he's made some bad choices, hopefully financially he was okay. He could afford all those rehabs. So,
dude,
he's
got to
have some money left.
He's talking about that he would, like, almost every day steal cars because they need, we just needed a ride dealing with gang stuff. He says before football games, he would chug Mad Dog 2020 straight out of the bottle. He was, every time people were offering him Xanax, what is this, hydrocodone, oxycodone, and he's taken them all. How is this dude even walking? If you go find the article, like,
no
I'm
wonder
the biggest,
he was hanging out with Johnny Manziel so much.
Well, no kidding. And he talked about how he, like, lied in the early stages of all this stuff to get it out. I'll tell you, the Sports Illustrated article, see if you can go find it, because the very first paragraph makes me very, very concerned. I'm a guy that I read the GQ article from Josh Gordon, and I felt like, good on this dude. Good on this dude for letting it out, you know, let it out in the open. That's one way that you can live with your demons and he can, you know, get past them. And it looks like he's really there. But then this latest article, which is weeks after that, with this, like, agent who's, like, pacing around the room and being really aggressive and forcing Josh Gordon to lie. I don't know, man. I am legit worried. Like, I hope this dude doesn't go back down the rabbit hole because this man has dug quite the hole down the rabbit hole, and it's full of oxycodone, shattered glass, and a bunch of Minute Maid bottles of vodka and orange juice.
Well, I mean, even before this article came out, it's fair to question a guy that's, you know, he's been suspended twice, and once was for a whole year, and he's been in and out of rehabs and all this
stuff. You start
him
this weekend? You start him this weekend?
Not if I can help it. If I have a better option, I'm definitely playing someone
wide receiver
else. I've
three.
Said that all along.
Eric Decker or Josh Gordon?
I'll start Josh Gordon over Eric Decker all day long. Eric Decker too. Sucks.
Big plan.
And also over Jordy Nelson. So yeah. No
yeah,
wide
a good point.
Except for Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen's the only guy.
That's a good point. All right. We're coming back. We're going to switch gears just for a second. I want to talk Shohei Ohtani, the Uber two-way prospect. And then we got football in the next hour. Don't go anywhere.
The Fantasy Football Black Book is now opening its pages for your business.
Shohei Ohtani, is he going to be a pitcher? Is he going to be a hitter? Is he an American League guy? Is he going to DH him some days? Is he a National League guy? I'm starting to think that he is more of the number three, number two type starter potentially. Might be better suited as the National League as like a bonus with the bat rather than everyday player offensively. If anything, he's got a cool Matthew McConaughey type name. Shohei Ohtani. All right.
Listen Tuesdays live, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Fantasy. First look.
My vote for fantasy MVP right now is Adam Thielen. No one saw this coming whatsoever with the damage he's doing in Minnesota.
The guy's a top three wide receiver. If someone told you that, man, Sam Bradford would out, you'd go Case Keenum, and you'd be having Adam Thielen in your lineup every week, Joe, I think you'd be drug tested.
Thielen has outperformed Stephon Diggs. Thielen's just getting it done every week as well.
Mondays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, FNTSY.com/radio.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Skick's sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skick's canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skick's helps fans perform better. Go to Skick's.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skick's.com. Skick's sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
It's In This League.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win!
In This League.
That's my job! That's what I do!
Whoa. You need a license to buy a dog or drive a car. Hell, you need a license to catch a fish.
Don't let In This League
be a father.
Whoa. Pain heals. Kicks dig scars.
In This League.
Last forever.
Whoa. Whoa. Welcome back.
Whoa.
Whoa. In This League, that's Scott Bogman. I am Chris Wells. Chris Pavona on the ones, the twos. Switching up the topic just a little bit because we've got an entire hour of fantasy football to talk, or at least football to talk. We're going to look at the games, some spreads, maybe talk a little bit more fantasy action and all of that. But One of the biggest things in the news that I just find completely interesting, also just because I'm like just an insane, insane baseball person, is all the stuff with Shohei Ohtani. Now, if you're looking for a fix, I can tell you that the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast is essentially like already back. Bogman and I already did an episode where we actually talked at length about Shohei Ohtani and the dual eligibility that they're talking about in fantasy. We talked just kind of everything because there's weird stuff that sites are doing. The biggest one, Steve Gardner just wrote an article about this, which I suggest you go check out, one of our buddies, where like I don't even know why this is happening, but the conversation in fantasy with Shohei Ohtani is, should he be one player eligible, like at, you know, utility and pitcher, first base and pitcher, or two different players? And like CBS is doing two different players, and it's literally the dumbest thing that anyone ever thought of.
It's really stupid. You caught me off guard with how you said that.
It's just dumb. I hate it. Why can we both own?
Anyone's ever thought of. I mean, you know, it seems like Matt Lauer's thought of some dumb things recently.
Louis.
It's bad. It's bad. I don't know. Why in the world would you even think that you could have him as two different players? That's crazy.
It takes 5 minutes to sit down and think, okay, listen, this player is going to pitch every 5 days, most likely, and then some of the days where he's not pitching, he'll hit. So you just give him utility and starting pitching eligibility, and then maybe if he plays first base or something, then you give him first. And whatever spot he's in, those are the stats he accumulates. So if he's in the starting pitching spot, he only gets pitcher. When he's in the hitting, he only gets hitting, that type of stuff. It's very easy to just kind of manage and work the whole situation.
It feels like it's laziness for their system. Like they just don't want to try to go in and make the changes so you can move your pitcher into a hitter spot. That's what it sounds like to me.
You're probably 100% right, because it is going to probably affect the back workings of a lot of these sites, because, you know, like when you do your fantasy stuff, your pitchers and your hitters are usually not tallied in the same spot. You know, they're like, right. They're separated. So you're probably right about that.
Gotta keep them separated.
Yeah, separated.
That's
separated.
What CBS says.
And I don't like it. And I think everybody else is going a different route. So the big question, and we covered this at length, is how are people going to value him? Because, you know, if you take him just from a pitcher, the guy's probably already a top 20, in that range of a top 20 pitcher in fantasy. And then you look at him in a hitter, he could be anywhere from above average to like really below average. And I've said,
that's really the big difference is, you know, he should perform as a pitcher regardless, right? But it's how is he going to perform as a hitter? And my big question, the Welsh, is if it's not working, if he's not hitting big league pitching, will they flat out take the bat out of his hand?
It's all possible. That's my concern. And it's all on the table. So that's where the rank conversation comes into place. And I would say, you know, if you value him as a top 20 pitcher, he's probably already a top 50 player. And then if you add the hitting stats that you can accumulate that you can't get from any other person, I mean, it changes the game up. You know, there are talks right now. The Cubs became a team that it was the Chicago Tribune wrote this article about how the Cubs are going to pitch to him that he could play left field and he could pitch. You know, I mean,
crazy? Because isn't he a first baseman? I know they have Rizzo, of course. And
I mean, dude, if Kyle Schwarber could play left field for the Cubs, I think Shohei Ohtani can.
You're not wrong. Kyle Schwarber's a big boy.
You are right about that, though. He is a first baseman.
But do you want to put your outfielder? I mean, you remember when Kyle Schwarber tore his ACL in the second game of the year against the Diamondbacks? I mean, do you really want to take one of your starting pitchers and put him out there in the outfield? I mean, the Cubs, out of all teams, should know that, right?
It's a great point, but you do have to think about that. Like, you're looking at, you know, one of the biggest spotlight organizations right now. They're built to win. Superstars across the board on the team. If they brought Ohtani back, it might be one of those things where, you know, Arrieta wants to come back, or they can pry away some other stuff. It's fascinating, though. I still think it's the Yankees. They also, they said with Shohei Ohtani, predicted that he will be the richest off-the-field sponsored baseball player, that he could make up to around $20 million a year off of just sponsorship money, completely, you know, negated from his contract. So we're probably talking, I mean, you could imagine the companies in Japan that are going to want to jump all over this,
right,
as well as American, whether it's Chicago or New York. So all of that is really fascinating. And I think it's Friday that he's eligible to be posted. I thought it was December 2nd, but that's Saturday, and that does seem odd. It's one of the two. It's Saturday or Friday. He is going to be able to be posted.
Are you taking Friday off of work to see where he goes for Ohtani watch?
I mean, Ohtani watch. The problem is there's no guarantee he's going to sign on that day, because what happens is all the teams that want to talk to him have to post $20 million or be willing. And then when he signs with the team, that team pays $20 million to the Nippon, Ham Fighters?
I think so. I thought $5.99 a minute was a lot to talk to someone, but $20 million.
Yeah, it's like, Lord, this isn't even like a 900 number. This is like a 2 million number. Like, how does that work? But what the most fascinating thing is Ohtani had his agent send a letter to all 30 teams seeking answers or explanations to the following issues, Bachman. So let's do you want to be a manager of a team? Do you want to be the owner of a team?
Yes, I'll be, sure. What's I'm the team? Owner now. My team.
You're the
is
captain
the,
now.
Yeah, I am the captain now. My team is the Scottsdale Scorpions.
Wow, we're very creative. How about like the Bogman, the Bogman cheeseburgers, the Bogman triple cheeseburgers,
the Bogman
with no pickles,
the Bogman triples, right? Bogman, yeah, Bogman triples, no pickles, Whataburgers,
no tomatoes.
No tomatoes, of course. Yes, no.
So he wants an answer to an evaluation of Ohtani's pitching and hitting ability. So he wants to explain and evaluate his pitching and hitting. So you explain it to us.
I would explain it that I'm very excited to see him pitch for my team. I'm maybe questioning the hitting skills, but if he shows it off in spring training, I'll have no problem sending him out in the field on the days that he's not pitching. He's got to earn
that
it.
That is an X. We're going to put that as an X, not a check mark, because that was negative. Next one up.
Negative? I said he had to earn it.
You questioned
I think he would agree with that.
I think he'd be offended. He's worked very hard. Next question. An explanation of the team's player development, medical training, and player performance philosophy. So how do the Bogman triple cheeseburgers at Whataburger with tomatoes treat their player development, medical training, and philosophy of player performance?
Well, of course, we only offer the best cheeseburgers. So you're good there. We want to keep our players healthy. We wouldn't even mind going to perhaps a six-man rotation. So we're not going to be like the Mets. We're not going to say, oh, Noah Syndergaard, you decide when to go back out. We're going to have our medical professionals take a look at you, and they can determine when you go out, because every player wants to play every game, and that's just not
how are you going to treat them to not tear his ACL when he's out in left field for the Chicago Cubs, like Kyle Schwarber?
I'm going to tell you what. The only way I'm going to put him out in my outfield is if I have a Gold Glove center fielder next to him, and he gives way on everything that's even close to center field. That's what I'll say. Hopefully, I have a bad first baseman so I could play him at first on the days that he's not pitching. That's what is preferable for me.
Please explain the spring training minor league and major league facilities.
They're very good. There's a Whataburger in the stadium, of course.
What are you like, Trump? You're like, it's very good. We got all the Chick-fil-A. Best facilities, all
I
the best
all
places.
I got all the best facilities. I got all the best restaurants. I love fast food. It's all great. If I'm looking, the Scottsdale triple cheeseburgers can, go to Salt River Fields, it's very, very good. It's a nice place. So
it is a very nice place.
It's working very well.
This is a great one, Bogman. Where did it go? I just lost it. Please explain. Where is it? Okay. Please explain details on Ohtani's cultural assimilation.
I don't know how to answer that, I guess. We'll of course have a translator. We'll do everything that we possibly can to make him feel comfortable and recognize things that he may do differently and not want to adjust. We will
what are some of those things, Bogman? What are some of those things?
I think I would know things better than you, but I don't know much. So we'll have to take that as it comes.
Okay. We only got a minute here. How do the team's plans to integrate Otani into its organization?
Say that one again.
You're talking over me. Shut up. How do teams plan to integrate Otani into their organization?
He's just immediately going to be in. I don't even understand that one. Of course, you're going to be a starter. We're going to give you a ton of money. Yeah, you're going to be a starter.
You're offending his cultural assimilation by assuming that he doesn't know what he's writing and not making sense.
Well, what
last
are you talking
one
about?
Why does the city franchise? Why is it a desirable place to play along with any other relevant marketplace characteristics?
Well, out here in Arizona, we're close to the West Coast and all those big cities, but you don't have to live in them with all the traffic. You get to live here for spring training and the regular season. There's baseball all year long, and we're really close to Japan as far as the United States goes.
And since you're only going to make like $300,000, it's really cheap to live in Arizona. So that's a plus. So
that's right.
That is the question he sent to MLB. But don't go anywhere. We will be right back. It's In This League with Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, coming up.
What's going on, Maria? Let me tell you something. You look excited.
I'm so excited.
What are you excited for?
Lineup Lock Live, which is our show every Sunday on Fantasy Sports Network, Dish Television, YouTube Live, and on the Fantasy Radio app.
I'm excited to wake up early with you on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all the way to kickoff.
4 hours.
Absolutely. It's going to be the two of us, Emery Hunt, and a cast of experts.
Experts that win fantasy football championships, and they want to help you win too.
So we'll talk sit starts, we'll talk injuries, we'll talk weather, and we will take your calls and questions and help you win your leagues and win that cash.
So good. So fun. So excited. What can I say?
I cannot think of doing anything else on a Sunday morning. I don't need eggs. I don't need prayer. I just need Lineup Lock Live at 9 a.m. to kick off Eastern.
Be there.
Fantasy football.
Greg, you slid in DMs while you were in the bathroom as well before, so.
Pretty much every day.
What did people do in the bathroom before phones?
That's a great question.
I'm old enough to know that there was a time before cell phones, but I mean, I won't go to the bathroom without it.
Same. Is that weird?
Is that weird?
I think it's quite
but, like,
ordinary.
It's definitely like disgustingly with germs. You take yourself into the bathroom and then you wipe yourself. That's disgusting.
Weekdays from 11 to noon Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
You think you've got the playoffs in the bag? You think you're the man? Make sure you listen to Fantasy Football Gold every Saturday night, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And if you can't make it because you got a life on Saturday night, you go on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Subscribe to Fantasy Gold. Matt Modica, Tony Cincotta give you 2 hours of everything you need to know when you put in your lineup Sunday morning. And if you don't win a title and listen to us, I can't help you. Fantasy Gold, Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to break out, just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Welcome back. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. Man, I was reading here. I don't know if you saw this just coming back. We're all over the board here, but there's an article up on ESPN that Browns' Hugh Jackson says nothing good to come from Josh Gordon's profile on past issues. I totally forgot about this, by the way. Josh Gordon said he never maliciously shot at anybody, but he did have to shoot up in the air to get out of situations, and he was shot once in all of his craziness.
Just stop. Who is letting him speak?
Dude, it's this agent.
Stop.
They're trying to get
talking.
Money, man. He says nothing.
Well, put it in a book. For
Dude,
God's
it's
sake.
The worst. Well, I know. He says, obviously, there's nothing good that comes from those things. That's what Jackson said. He then says, hopefully, that's all we hear from that. I'm sure there will be lessons learned from him from all of that. I said this a long time ago. There's cleansing people go through in these situations. But like I said, I don't think there's anything great about that. And he says, that's a tough article.
That's the nicest way to say shut the F up, right?
I feel like he's just getting bad people in front of him. Like, thank God Shohei Ohtani doesn't have whoever is dealing with Josh Gordon right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, and that's part of it, right? Everybody thinks about, okay, well, he's recovered now. He's not a drug addict he's always going to be a drug addict, but, you know, he's
not currently using
drugs right now, right? So everything should be all good, but you forget about, you know, the real life stuff, getting these other horrible people that you've connected your life to out. He clearly has to get rid of this agent or publicist or whoever this is letting him spout all this stuff in public. I mean, like Hugh Jackson said, no good can come from it. All it can serve is to be a distraction to him and his teammates. So yeah.
It's crazy.
Shut your mouth and go to practice. Jesus Christ.
Definitely two polar opposites. If we want to take a look at publicists and how they're presenting their own players, you've got one guy who, you know, Shohei Ohtani has his agent sending out a questionnaire to all teams. Very, very appropriate questions. One of the best things you've probably ever seen any type of future or current major league player do. And then you've got some maniac managing Josh Gordon, who I wish I could remember the other people that this article said that he was managing, where he's pacing around, he's getting angry at the guy interviewing, kind of barking at him, saying, we ain't getting paid for this, we're not talking about this. Josh Gordon reveals that he's lying, and then he talks about how...
And why did they agree to it? Like, that's...
I don't know.
You know, don't agree to it if you're going to be a crybaby about it. And also, don't say anything. He's getting bad advice all the way around, and hopefully it's not trickling down to his finances, too. So... He needs to write a book or something. Put all this stuff.
Who do you think
in
makes more money in 2018? Josh Gordon or Shohei Ohtani?
Well, Shohei Ohtani, 1,000%. We were talking about how he's going to get $20 million a year just in endorsements.
Let's take out
endorsements. To be honest with you, Shohei Ohtani. Baseball pays way more than football in general.
$3.5 million is the most he can get. I think that's if he signs with the Rangers or the Yankees.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be Ohtani. There's just a lot of risk with Josh Gordon. You know, even if he comes back and he doesn't do anything this season, you know, next suspension is it. He's done. So yeah. It's
you
tough
know what?
To sign him, especially with all this crap coming out.
And he can't play first base and pitch. So
yeah, he can't play. He's also not a corner. This was Shohei Ohtani is... like if Neon Deion was a Pro Bowler at both positions, a wide receiver and corner. So
really, Ohtani, his last question should have been, how far can you keep me away from Josh Gordon and his people? Because he's clearly not going to play for the Indians. Just which city is the farthest away, which probably puts the Dodgers in one of the best positions of all these teams. Spoiler alert,
yeah.
Dodgers?
You know what? I think he's sending out this questionnaire because he doesn't care about money. He just wants
to wind
up.
About money.
He just wants to wind up somewhere he's comfortable. I'm changing my Yankees vote to Seattle.
Yeah, okay, I like it. All right, don't go anywhere. A whole another hour coming up. It's In This League. Bogman the Welsh. We'll be back.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.